It's time for another KOALITV.com interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM as well as KOALITV. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I have Steve Price. He is with the USU Extension. We're going to talk about it's getting to be that time of year that you need to start worrying about your tomatoes and some squash bug problems possibly popping up, as well as your peach trees. So, Steve, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Let's start right off the top. Talking about, we were just discussing off the air about tomatoes. And you're going to start seeing a lot of issues with your tomatoes if they're going to come out this year, right?
Yeah. So a lot of our early issues that come in with tomatoes, things like early blight or verticillium, they tend to not be noticed all that much. But now that people are really watching those to see those tomatoes ripen, they're paying attention now. So people start noticing those issues at least.
Okay, and you and I were talking off the air. We have cherry tomatoes at my house, and they just will not seem to ripen. You said it's maybe still a little bit early in the season for that.
Yeah, it depends on the varieties. Some varieties, like Early Girl, which are a slicer tomato, take a little bit longer. So check your seed or transplant label, see how long those are going to take for you. But we're a little bit early still, just patience.
Still, so when is about, if you can pinpoint it, when's a good ripening season for tomatoes?
So within the next, I would say mid-July is where most of our people are starting to get those on. You can push them a little bit early in our area with season extension, but that only gets you so far. Tomatoes are a heat-loving produce. So it takes a little bit.
That's what I was going to say. It always seems like when you start getting hot, that's when your tomatoes start to come on.
Yep.
And another problem with that, too, though, is when it starts to get hot, it's when the bugs start to come out, too, a lot.
Absolutely.
So let's talk now about you were mentioning about squash bugs. It's about being right around that time as well.
Yeah. Particularly if you have varieties that are susceptible to squash bugs, things like crookneck squash, Hubbard squash. You're probably starting to see adults. So now's the time to start getting control of those issues before they reproduce.
What would be something to look for? I mean, would it be the bug itself? Is there something that they do to the leaf or anything like that?
So they do cause just general wilty kind of symptoms. I call it unthrifty symptoms. But often, if you go out early in the morning or late in the evening, you'll actually see the adult bugs down, tucked around the crown of the plant by the soil surface. And also check the underside of the leaves. If you're seeing little red spots, like little red seed-looking things, that's the eggs, and go ahead and take care of that issue right there.
Okay, so that's what one thing to look for is kind of look over the whole leaf, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, and really quick question, too. We grew mint at our house, okay? And we're getting these really small holes in the leaves. Mm. What would cause something like that?
So there are a few different pests that we see pop up in mint. One, there are a few native bees that will actually cut little holes in mint, but if they're really tiny, like shot hole appearance, there's actually a little weevil that can get into them. Usually it's not a big deal. Often you'll see that it kind of declines, but then that new growth is looking good.
Okay. And then let's wrap up with peach trees.
Yeah.
And now's the time for peach tree borer is what you were saying.
Yeah. So greater peach tree borer, it's mostly an issue that you have to be worried about with newly planted trees. So for the first, up to 3 years, maybe 5 years, those peach trees can be susceptible to borer. So it's worth treating for those, especially if you have older trees that you know may have been hit with that clear wing moth. Go ahead and treat for them. That way they don't damage those new trees when they're so susceptible.
Okay, and you were saying something about 3 years?
Yeah, 3 to 5 years is kind of the typical recommendation to control them. For older trees, they don't typically cause as much damage, but some people just really seem to struggle with them, in which case I'd say, yeah, maybe it's worth checking out each year.
Okay, so did we cover everything? We're good right now. What's the next big thing that's going to be coming up? that people need to be looking out for?
There's always new things. pests, diseases, watering issues, it's all going on. Another one, talking about tomatoes, is blossom end rot. So now that we're heating up, it's really important to make sure that you're watering consistently and that that soil's not going through rapid drying and wetting situations. Otherwise, you can destroy a lot of tomatoes that way.
All right. Now, if anybody has questions or anything like that, how can they get a hold of you guys?
So they can get a hold of the Extension office at 435-636-3235. We've got a Facebook page. We have a website. If you have diagnostic issues, you can always bring in plants into the office, too, and we can take a look.
All right. That's Stephen Price with the USU Extension here in Price. And you guys are located in the courthouse building, correct?
Yep.
The county building.
Yep. The new Carbon County Administration building on 100 North.
Okay. Steve, thanks so much for taking out the time to come in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on videos like this, you can always go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.